Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. There Are No Girls on the Internet will be back soon with a new season. But until then, and in honor of homecoming, enjoy this special mini celebration of women using technology to make change on the campuses of historically Black colleges and universities. We'll be back for our regular season soon. There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unboss Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. Esports, competitive video games like Super Smash Bros. And League of Legends are big business. In 2019, the esports industry made over $1 billion, and in 2020, it's projected to reach over 600 million people. Now, it's easy to think of your stereotypical gamer dude dominating the esports industry, but esports actually has a diverse and mainstream audience, and they're not just for hardcore gamers either. In the run-up to the recent election, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar played the game Among Us on Twitch as a way to connect with voters and drive turnout. And although esports attracts a diverse audience, women and people of color are consistently underrepresented in this increasingly lucrative field. Dr. Bernadette Lawson-Williams spearheaded the very first academic program dedicated to esports management at a historically Black college to change that.
I am a full professor of sport management at Johnson C. Smith University, as well as the advisor of our esports and gaming trifecta, the first at an HBCU. And our trifecta consists of our esports and gaming management minor program, our esports club, our game development club, and our esports lab. And we're the first HBCU to boast an esports and gaming trifecta. So that's always very exciting to be a part of that kind of legacy.
So for folks who don't know, what exactly is esports?
Esports is actually electronic sports. So the E is for electronic. And so when we think of electronic sports, oftentimes we really don't equate esports with our traditional sports, such as basketball, tennis, golf, because we think that it's just video gaming. But when we look at the definition of sport, a sport actually entails some element of physicality, some element of competition, and some element of codified rules. And by that very definition, esports are just as much sports as traditional sports and non-traditional sports. And so I always like to provide the history and insight and definition just to make sure that our listeners are educated in that way.
Do you spend time playing video games? Well, if you're anything like Dr. Lawson Williams, that pastime could actually be leading you to a career in gaming. She got her start just from being someone who loved playing video games with her brothers. And as a Black mom, she's changing the face of what we think of when we think of a gamer. Okay, so how did you find yourself doing this work? You know, I can imagine that people must tell you that you don't look like the typical person advocating for gaming and esports. How did you get involved in this?
Well, actually, funny enough, I haven't had anyone say that just yet. If they're saying it, then I don't know, which is a good thing. But I was actually a gamer, believe it or not. Back in the 80s and 90s, I was a gamer girl. I was Miss Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Asteroid. I used to go to the arcade with my brother, and that was our sibling bonding activity, playing video games. I picked it back up when my Generation Z twin sons, who are 11 years old now, began to game at about 6 years old. And so when I got them their first Xbox and literally set it up and saw the expression on their faces when they came out of their room into the living room, only to see Xbox on the TV screen, I was sold. I just fell in love with the fact that they were so excited and passionate about gaming. And so from there, you know, progressively year after year, I began to get a little bit more connected to the research of esports and gaming. And when I started to think about the connectivity between esports and sport management, then it really turned into an opportunity to educate and to provide opportunities for our students at Johnson C. Smith University. And of course, for HBCUs, JCSU as the first HBCU with an esports and gaming trifecta now has served as a pioneer for so many other HBCUs to get into this space. And so we're so ecstatic about that opportunity just to be a part of this legacy that we now see being much more prevalent at our HBCUs.
So you mentioned that a big part of the program is managing live esports event. Have you ever been to any?
I have. And funny enough, the first esports tournament that I went to was here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh my goodness. The synergy in that room. You had individuals, my sons are 11, so individuals all the way from 10, 11, all the way up to their middle 30s. And they're gaming. My sons literally, it was the first time that they actually play a game called Smash Brothers. If you're familiar with Mario, the character Mario. And Nintendo.
Sure.
And so they actually ended up playing a gentleman. I believe he must have been about 24, 25 years old. And it was amazing because they are so versatile, and I'm talking about my twins, so versatile in their gaming abilities that they were able to get into the game for the first time, pick up and really move and really manipulate and so quickly. And so they learned the game on the spot to the point where one of the gentlemen observing, of course, I wasn't familiar with the game. I was learning it as I was watching and observing. But he actually whispered to me, your son is pretty good. If this is the first time playing a watch. And so I thought, wow, I have gamers on my hands. So I have to take this a lot more seriously because, you know, a lot of times as parents, for us, you know, many of us feel that gaming is a waste of time. Where my mindset has truly been transformed. I am sold on the business side of esports.
Dr. Lawson Williams was motivated by making sure that everyone had access to the kinds of business opportunities that esports presents. The university partnered with Riot Games, the creative company behind the wildly popular game League of Legends and its associated esports tournaments. Now, video game consoles like Xboxes and PlayStations can be pretty pricey, which is one reason the field isn't more diverse. But thanks to this partnership, Johnson C. Smith University is leveling the playing field.
Consoles may run between $300 and $500. Well, PCs, actual computers that are specifically for gaming, can run anywhere from $1,000 up to $2,500. And so it was really a tremendous opportunity for us to secure that funding, because now we actually have gaming PCs for our students so that when they return back to campus in the spring, they'll actually be ready to go. And everyone will be on an even playing field, as opposed to one person playing on the PC, another person playing from their smartphone, and another person playing from an Xbox. And so that's what's exciting. But the program at Johnson C. Smith University is specifically geared at getting minorities involved as well as females involved. So we actually have a campaign going on now, really pushing to get more females in the space, particularly female students at JCSU.
How do we make sure that more women and folks of color aren't just playing games, but they're making money from gaming and esports? Well, unsurprisingly, one answer is just supporting one another and lifting as we climb. Dr. Lawson Williams says that mentorship is that one way that underrepresented people can break into the esports and gaming industry. So what's your advice to a woman or a person of color who might be interested in pursuing esports as an academic study or a field, or even as a gamer themselves? What's your advice to them?
Connect to the right organization. And so the beauty of esports is it's not confined. You know, there is no organization that really confines or restricts your ability to participate in as many leagues as you would like to. And so, you know, whoever that individual is, if you can reach out to someone who's in gaming, if you're on, for instance, a networking social media, LinkedIn has been the best place that I've seen in terms of individuals linking up. And I would have to say the majority of people are excited about other gamers getting into the space. And so for them, that means a lot. Many of them will follow up with you and provide you with guidance from there. So the mentor relationship is imperative in this industry for sure.
More after this quick break. Hey, ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It is crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or your community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. Y'all know I love the internet, but a sad truth about it is that it can be a scary place, especially for women, people of color, and trans folks. We've talked to people on this podcast, whistleblowers, activists, and advocates who are making technology safer, who then become targets for doing that work. But the truth is, it can happen to any of us online. That's why I personally use and recommend Delete Me. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. So in 2024, one of my goals is to finally get serious about my finances. It's been kind of a big emotional thing for me, Thinking about money historically has caused me a lot of anxiety and stress because I have a lot of trauma related to money. And if you can relate, if that sounds like you, check out Fearless Finance. Fearless Finance provides on-demand, comprehensive financial planning by the hour. It's a new way to get financial advice without all the headaches, high fees, and commitments that come with traditional financial advisors. Fearless Finance planners don't sell anything. No used car salesman vibe here. And that means no concerns about being sold something just for the commission that it earns a rep. Their planners meet you where you are on your financial journey. No judgment, whether you're looking to buy a house, optimize your savings, or just want to make sure your finances are okay. They can answer your questions and help you achieve your goals. No question is too small. No problem is too big. Fearless Finance is making financial advice more affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually, and they charge by the hour. Visit fearlessfinance.com today to get started. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit. And you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use code GIRLS. Let's get right back to it. What do you think that little Bernadette, who was this little gamer girl, would think to see you now? You know, now that you're Dr. Lawson Williams, you know, spearheading the very first historic HBCU esports program, what do you think your young self would think about that?
So my younger self would just be tickled pink and would actually say, I knew you were going somewhere for that. The moment I decided in the eighth grade to begin capitalizing the N in my name because I was being creative, I knew that things were going to happen. So God just willed it in. It just shows that, you know, those kinds of opportunities that we're exposed to when we're younger, you know, many times they remain dormant for decades. But, you know, something, you know, causes them. There's a catalyst somewhere that causes those, you know, passions to actually rehatch or rehash. You know, a lot of colleges are offering esports scholarships. And so just as we would want that, again, athlete in baseball or football to be committed, to get out there and practice, to work on your skills, I'm always reminding my kids, and they're always reminding, Mom, I'm working on my technique. You know, so it's really cool having them. I call them my esports consultants because a lot of times I'm wanting to clarify information. I'm like, now this particular game is published by who? Oh, no, it's an indie publisher. Okay. It's not, you know, published by Riot Games or Epic, but it's published by, you know, someone who's just an individual. As I remind them, there's so many innumerable opportunities, career opportunities in the esports and gaming industry. They can go into software development, game development, you know, the business side of it. They can be shoutcasters. I mean, innumerable opportunities. Esports is so STEM-based. And that's what we really have to remember. It's not just about playing a video game. It's about really getting into, you know, the nature of what a video game entails, what an esport actually entails. And so I remind my students that every day, you guys actually have an advantage in the industry because you're already gamers. Right now, we're the only HBCU undergraduate level that has an esports and gaming management program. And so I can't say that enough because it's so exciting and we want everyone to understand the real phenomena in that statement.
It's not an uncommon story for underrepresented people to be a big chunk of an audience of an industry, but not have proportionate influence when it comes to control over that very same industry. Esports and gaming is the same way. Women and communities of color are the ones consuming and playing the games, yet we aren't the ones making money from video games and esports. Dr. Lawson Williams wants to change this.
We know that 83% of African American teens play some type of video game. But sadly, the other statistic on the other side is that less than 3% of African Americans are actually employed in the esports and gaming industry. And so that's the sad aspect of it. But what we're excited about, we turned that around. The silver lining under the cloud is we're going to change that statistic. We're going to take that 83% of African Americans playing video games and increase that 2% and meet it halfway. And we're working on that. And I feel we're going to make that happen very soon. It's already happening.
How does it feel to know you made history?
It's not about me. I said it to my kids all the time. Never be in a place where you think what's happening to you is about you. It's bigger than that. It's about more people having an opportunity. So I'm really, at this point, just a vessel. I'm just the opportunities align for my students to get to where they need to be.
So what's your all-time favorite game? Like, what's the game that started all of this for you?
Well, I have to go back to Ms. Pac-Man. I'm already trying to figure out a way to get access to that game in my house again so that I can demonstrate to my son that this is real. Mommy didn't just make up that she was the Ms. Pac-Man champion of her neighborhood. She really was. And I think they want to see that as well. I had to tell you something that was really funny that happened. One of my sons really loved TikTok. I mean, he got up to the point with one of his TikTok videos he made. He had 100,000 likes. And he was just so excited about that. One of the videos that he and I made together, it was a video of him gaming. And I walked in the room. It was a little later than he was supposed to be up. And, you know, he was just caught red-handed. And so the last segment of the video showed me actually gaming. And it was so funny, the comments that were posted. Kids were like, oh my gosh, you have the best mom in the world. Your mom is an OG. She's gaming. And I just thought, more parents need to spend time gaming with their kids. If this is the kind of response I'm getting to a TikTok video, more parents need to take time to sit down and learn these games. Now, obviously, the controllers now are vastly different from the single hand joystick that we had back in the 80s. So a lot has to be learned.
I love it. Gamer girl and cool mom. You know, I have to tell you, my late grandfather went to Johnson C. Smith University. And before he passed, going to homecoming every year was a very big part of my family. And he would be so proud to see what you're doing at the university now.
That's phenomenal. He would be so proud to know that you even sought me out to interview me, so I could share this phenomenal story with you about our Johnson C. Smith University. It's funny because Johnson C. Smith University is really like my second alma mater. I actually graduated from South Carolina State University. Bulldogs and house. but, you know, I've been at JCSU now, believe it or not, for 17 years, 17 years strong, and I love it. Every single day, I feel like I've had an immense impact on the students in our campus community, and so I love that opportunity. It's all about impact and what we can do to help our future generations.
We hope you enjoyed this special celebration of women making change at HBCUs. We'll be back with There Are More, There Are No Girls on the Internet soon. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.